Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, former United States Senator Richard Bryan will join us. Plus on the Power Pundit panel, Chris Wicker and Fred Locken. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. And the Las Vegas Review Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
Look who benefits from Nevada mining, because mining creates more than 50,000 jobs. Mining contributes more than $300 million in annual tax revenue, with more than 61% going to the state to fund our schools and senior programs. And mining invests right here, where you live, work, and go to school, paying more taxes per employee than any other industry in the state. In good times and hard times, mining is working for Nevada families, working for you. Visit our website and learn more.
As a Nevada business owner, you know how important your workers' comp, accidents, and premiums are to your bottom line. Pro Group provides the leading workers' comp programs in the state. So when we're on your team, your hard-earned dollars stay right here in Nevada. With us, your premiums are an investment in your business. We provide long-term security and stability for your company. Pro Group prides itself on being a Nevada business that does business in Nevada. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the crossroads of Western States distribution. From here at the USA Parkway Interchange, drivers can reach most locations in the Western region in one day or less. TRI also provides rail service on Union Pacific Rail Main Line and from the Burlington Northern Santa Fe Rail Companies. And with only a 15-minute drive to the Reno Tahoe International Airport, this makes TRI the crossroads of Western States distribution. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
This segment is brought to you by Hutchison & Stephan, a full-services law firm with services such as business and commercial litigation, government relations, and election law. More information at hutchlegal.com. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're absolutely delighted, as always, to welcome back to the program former United States Senator Richard Bryan. Pleasure to have you on the program, sir.
Sam, it's good to be with you. It's been a while since we've had a chance to visit like this.
Well, I wanted you to calm down from the last time we talked, for those that might remember. But anyway, let's get into this here. Let's talk about sequestration. Your thoughts on this as you sit in Nevada watching afar from Washington, D.C.?
Well, I think the thing that strikes most Nevadans and most Americans is this was, in my opinion, avoidable. It's what troubles me most, forget whether you think the Democrats are right or the Republicans are right, it's the inability to reach a decision. I think that's the most alarming thing. Obviously, compromise by its very nature means that not every side gets what it wants, but seemingly today there is a paralysis in Washington in which, among some, I regret to say this, compromise has become a bad word, and there's an inability to reach a decision, and I think that does not augur well for the future if it continues in this kind of a gridlock.
Does it bother you that we go from election to election, that there is no longer a gap? It used to be a two-year cycle of downtime where people could actually get things done.
It does, Sam, and I think you're right. There used to be at least a greater window of opportunity where, you know, the politics of the next election were far enough away that people could reach out across both sides of the aisle and reach decisions. And then as it came closer to the election, I mean, obviously the election tended to dominate. But today it just seems like it's an endless election strategy. Part of that is because the country is divided And elections tend to be very close. So I was looking over the weekend, Sam. I first voted in Nevada in 1958. I was 21. At the end of that election in the United States Senate, there were 65 Democrats. I'm not arguing whether that was good or bad. My own politics, as many of your viewers will recall, I'm a Democrat. But when you've got 65-35, you're not as worried about the next election. Right now, there's considerable discussion as to whether or not the Democrats will continue to retain control of the Senate, and people are positioning themselves for the next cycle, even though that's November of 2014. A lot of retirements. I think there's a lot of frustration in Washington. I must say that I'm very pleased with my decision to retire in the year 2000. I wouldn't think it'd be much fun back there now, Sam.
And what was the real reason that you retired? Because you were a very popular governor, a very popular United States senator. You and your wife, Bonnie, were loved across the state. And at the height of your power, you just stepped down and walked away. Nobody does that.
Well, it is. There's actually in Nevada, Sam, there were two precedents for that. The first was Allen Bible in 1973 announced he would not be a candidate for re-election in 74. That's the first time, I think, in Nevada history that a United States senator in Nevada left office voluntarily. The predecessors had all left by reason of defeat at the polls, or they had died in office. But for me, I'd been in public life for 36 years. I really had enjoyed it, Sam. It's what I wanted to do all my life, particularly being governor. But, you know, I was reaching that point in my life where grandkids were going to be part of my life, and I was feeling kind of a sense of guilt that I hadn't spent as much time with my own children, being involved in the political world and being out frequently several nights a week. And I also was feeling that I wasn't spending the time with some of my old friends. I'm not talking about political cronies, but, and you know, I was going to be 63, and I thought, gee whiz, my father had died at 52. And although then and now, thank the good Lord, I enjoy good health, I thought, you know, I've got a chance now to spend some time with some grandkids and reconnect with my friends. I never thought about staying in Washington. Love the city, great city. I happened to have been born there when my father was going to law school during the Depression. But I wanted to come back to Nevada, and I think it was a good decision. A lot of people, Sam, think, well, God, it must have been your wife putting pressure. Quite to the contrary. Bonnie really enjoyed our time in Washington, made a lot of friends, was a member of an international club where there were a lot of political spouses that were members. And for me, it just seemed like the time was right, Sam. And I think in retrospect, it was a good decision on my part.
All right, let's go and talk about the filibuster that just occurred with Rand Paul. Did that surprise you?
It did. It did. You know, the filibuster is often mentioned, but I think most people have even thought about the filibuster. Think, you know, that Jimmy Stewart, Mr. Smith comes to Washington where someone takes the floor for hours. Today, the filibuster is invoked frequently, at least the threat of the filibuster, and that's part of the impasse in Washington. Although Democrats retain a majority currently, in previous sessions it had been Republicans, but as a practical matter, in order to have a working majority, you need 60 votes today, 60 votes to break a filibuster, even though you might have 51, 52, even 59 votes for a particular legislative action or to confirm a judge or whatever it might be. As a practical matter, you need 60 because the threat of the filibuster is frequently invoked. I'm no political ally of Rand Paul, but I have to say, he did it right. I thought the vehicle of the filibuster accomplished the purpose. It did force the administration to come forth with an unequivocal, we're not going to use drone strikes on American citizens here at home. Now, I don't think that was ever contemplated. I thought that was kind of a foolish issue, but he did make a point that the old-fashioned filibuster can work and did in this case. And freeing up the administration, Eric Holder, the Attorney General, came forth with a clear, unequivocal, no, we're not going to do it. Why it took that long, I don't understand, Sam. I can't imagine any American president, any American administration say, yes, we're going to target American citizens on American soil if we think that they are threats to national security or terrorism. I just can't imagine that that would be done.
Did you get the sense that in the days after that filibuster, that Rand Paul had risen to the top of the Republican Party, at least in the United States Senate?
I wouldn't say the top, but there's no question he got a lot of national attention. And Rand Paul represents a point of view in the Republican Party. As I think all of your viewers know, the Republican Party is very polarized today, very polarized. You've got the Tea Party libertarian element, then you've got their traditional Republicans. And really there is currently within the Republican Party a fight, if you will, within the party. This is not Democrats versus Republicans. There's a fight within the Republican Party for the heart and soul of the party. And after their loss last November, and indeed additional Senate seats were picked up, when in fact many political observers thought that the Republicans would regain control of the Senate, there's a lot of soul searching in terms of what the party needs and what course of action. So Rand Paul has made himself a player, Sam. There's no question about it.
All right, let's take a break more with former United States Senator Richard Bryan when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244. Or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
The all-new Tamarack Junction Steakhouse and Lounge is now open in South Reno. You'll enjoy signature steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and world-class wines. The all-new Tamarack Steakhouse and Lounge, inside the Tamarack Junction, just north of the summit on South Virginia.
When it comes to state-of-the-art energy, Nevada is the right state to be in. A reliable, efficient network. Cleaner energy resources like solar, wind, and geothermal, and technology that will help you save energy and money at home. Learn more at nvenergy.com.
The Nevada Beer Wholesalers encourages the responsible consumption of beer. The Nevada Beer Wholesalers Association are sponsors and participants in many community-based efforts such as school education programs, safe ride home, recycling programs, alcohol-free after-prom and graduation parties, safe boating campaigns, and designated driver programs. They are family-owned businesses employing 2,000 Nevadans. They also collect and pay the state excise tax. The Nevada Beer Wholesalers Association, delivering more than just beer.
The all-new Tamarack Junction Steakhouse and Lounge is now open in South Reno. You'll enjoy signature steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and world-class wines. The all-new Tamarack Steakhouse and Lounge, inside the Tamarack Junction, just north of the summit on South Virginia.
This segment is brought to you by Hutchison & Stephan, a full-services law firm with services such as business and commercial litigation, government relations, and election law. More information at hutchlegal.com. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with former United States Senator Richard Bryan. Let's talk about some Nevada issues, the legislature in session. Were you surprised that the Senate Republicans went after mining?
Totally surprised, Sam. I'd like to let your viewers think that I had great insight, saw this coming, that it was inevitable. This was a thunderbolt out of the blue. I had no idea that this would occur. It was a bold move. It's kind of stirred some things up. But here again, the Republican Party and the legislature, Nevada legislature, seems quite divided on that issue. But it's injected a note of interest here in terms of what we're going to do to broaden the base of revenue in Nevada, and whether or not mining should have this constitutional provision eliminated. As you may know, Sam, you're a student of Nevada history. I mean, the first attempt at a Nevada constitution when Nevada was seeking statehood was rejected because of the way it treated mining. That particular provision that has been the focus of some controversy today was necessary in order for Nevadans to approve the constitution, which ultimately led to statehood in October of 1864. So it's been in the Constitution for a long time.
You know, one of the things that people always talk about, or at least a lot of people in business always talk about, is that they don't want industry-specific taxes. They want broad-based taxes. How do you feel about this?
Well, I think we'd all favor broad-based taxes, but I think the reality, Sam, is that at least, in the last decade, let's go back to the administration of former Governor Kenny Gwynn. I mean, it seems that it's got to be broad-based, is to some extent kind of a vehicle to say, look, let's not do anything. Let's not do anything. That's, I'm sure that there are people that feel philosophically that there should be a broad base. I happen to think that we should have a more broadly based tax structure. But in recent years, it's been used as a defense. Well, look, we don't want to do this because it's not broad-based. The one thing that strikes me about the proposed amendment to the Constitution is that really, if you eliminate the constitutional protection that mining has, in effect, you do leave the legislature in a position that it can do with respect to mining what it currently is precluded from doing because of the constitutional protection. So one can make that argument. On the other hand, the gaming industry, which is always a target, if you ask the public what taxes should be increased if there is a need to do so, people say, well, how about gaming? Yeah, that's a good tax increase. So gaming is frequently aligned with mining in terms of the so-called singling out a particular industry. And that's why you have seen the gaming industry say nothing, at least to the best of my knowledge, on this proposal to eliminate the constitutional protection that mining currently enjoys.
Okay, but actually the NRA came out against the idea of going after mining, but Las Vegas Sands and its owner, Sheldon Adelson, appears to be in favor. Give me the 30-second answer to that.
Well, I'm not sure that I have an answer to that. I mean, as you know, Sheldon Adelson is a person who frequently has taken position contrary to what the rest of the gaming industry. A classic example of that at the federal level is the proposal on internet gaming. By and large, most in the industry have come to the point of view that they would like to see federal legislation enacted. Adelson strongly disagrees with that. So he's a person to keep his own counsel and is not afraid to take a position different from what his industry colleagues take.
To say the least. Always a pleasure to have you on the program, sir, and I promise we'll invite you back soon. All right?
Thank you, Sam. Look forward to it. Good to visit with you and your viewers. Thank you so much.
Thank you. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Only at Home Solutions at Ace. A new selection of beautiful bonded leather dual recliner sofas from Signature Designs. Only $6.99. Plus, seniors save an additional 10%. At this price, they won't last long. What's more, Home Solutions at Ace is the ultimate custom furniture dealer in Northern Nevada. Pick your wood, pick your finish, pick your fabric. Heck, bring in your design, and we'll work with you to create whatever you have in mind. It's all here and more at your locally owned Home Solutions at Ace, the hardware store that contains an entire furniture center.
At Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield, we know you need health insurance that covers your family as they grow.
Sorry, Dad.
Oh, good.
And if you don't get health insurance through work...
Are you okay?
Yeah. Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield offers coverage your family can count on.
Whoa, slow down, Chief.
Especially parents. Whether you need basic coverage for yourself or more protection for your family, Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield offers a variety of coverage options for different needs and budgets. If you're self-employed, retiring early, or can't get health coverage at work, call Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield today for a free quote. Call 1-800-868-0714 or visit anthemforhealth.com to compare plans and apply.
Get that number?
I wrote it down.
Affordable coverage from a name you can trust. Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel. As always, Fred Locken is here. He is professor of political science at Truckee Meadows Community College. And Chris Wicker is a spokesman for the Washoe Dems. Pleasure to have you both here. I hadn't really planned to have this discussion when I came on the way into the studio today. But just in hearing your conversation, I thought I would bring it up, which is obviously yesterday we found that we had a new Pope, Pope Francis. The news coverage has just been extraordinary, Fred.
Yes, I told my students this morning that I thought it was indications of a slow news week or something. The coverage that even was planned, because this could have gone on for several days, but was so much into the minutiae of the operations of the Catholic Church. And I used it as an example with my students because in many ways it kind of reflects this bias. You know, we did this about the Catholic Church, but we certainly don't follow the other faiths to this level.
Well, it's, you know, the breathless coverage of watching this stovepipe to see if black smoke or white smoke comes out, and then we had the holy seagull that landed on top of the stovepipe was just amazing. You had anchors going to Rome for days, and I was, I shouldn't have been, but I was still a little bit surprised at the depth of coverage. It's like there's no other religions in the world, and there's a whole lot of Catholics, a vast majority of them in South America, but it's amazing how that coverage happens.
And you know, it's interesting because, you know, reporters have to get up to speed, you know, in an instant because nobody's sitting around, you know, studying up on the Catholic Church, you know, in mainstream media, we should say. And suddenly they're faced with dealing with this. But I think, you know, when you look at it from a point of politics, which, of course, this is a political position as well, how does this strike you there?
Well, again, I think it is, you know, recognizing how immediately, I mean, they were talking to the president, who was apparently, you know, having people watch for the smoke. And I mean, leaders around the world were paying attention to the Holy See. That it does speak, I think, volumes about the focus of the Catholic Church and about the role politically that the Catholic Church does seem to play in so many of our domestic politics. I mean, you would be foolish to ignore it. And I think that's the real message we hear.
You know, and it's interesting, our last election, Mitt Romney, the discussion was, you know, whether being a Mormon would be a major factor. And I think in the end that turned out to be absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
But it did strike the comparisons with John F. Kennedy and when he was running for president, and would the Pope be calling the shots in the White House?
You know, I think that's so hard for people to remember back to a time like that when the question was, you know, can a Catholic be elected president? But it does reflect on the power of the papacy. And the general positive coverage it gets, I think the Pope often gets a pass on a lot of things where mere cardinals and certainly priests get caught up in a lot of the current scandals of the church. And I've seen nothing on mainstream media about the now Francis the First, when he was Archbishop of Buenos Aires, of his relationship with the generals who committed so many human rights violations. You see that on some smaller medias, but the main media, there's not a breath of that. And I hope there's nothing to that, because I think it's I like institutions to be positive, but the Pope generally gets a pass.
Your thoughts on that?
Well, I was just going to say, politically too, I mean, the fact that there was an immediate personal message from the president and his wife congratulating the new Pope, and a feather in a cap now for Joe Biden, who will be our emissary representing the American people to the Vatican. He'll be going for the special ceremonies there. You know, for someone who may be running for president in 2016, world stage opportunity for our vice president.
And the Catholic Church has played such a role in domestic politics. You look at the issues all the way from Obamacare to gay marriage and the abortion battle. The Catholic Church has been in the middle of that, sometimes on both sides, depending on which group you're talking to. And so, you know, it is very political.
Well, you know, one thing that's interesting to me, too, is that, you know, you have the separation between the church itself and the people who go to the church. Because I remember going back when the scandals first started and talking to people here in Reno who are Catholics, and the depth of shock, because they're going for solace, they're going for, you know, comfort, they're going for lots of different reasons to church, and to have any kind of, it's like having your a problem with your doctor. You know, we have faith in our doctors, and you suddenly don't want to find out that you know, he's been cutting off the wrong limbs for, you know, 10 years now.
Well, that's it. You know, the funny thing, this whole theme of the politics, again, obviously conservatives still dominating the Catholic Church, this selection of Pope in his age. Suggests that there's still tremendous division within the College of Cardinals. But the United States comes out of this with two of its cardinals, one of them specifically being seen as a real rock star. I think it elevates their stature, and they're reformers within the church, but they're also, I think, reformers within the United States social structure as relates to politics. So it is kind of funny how this event will, I think, continue to play out. And it, you know, it's refocused it, but I think we have two very articulate cardinals here in the United States now that have been given better status as a result of all of this.
And yet, you know, as people have noted, the growth of the Catholic Church is not in the United States.
No, in fact, I think North America, in the ranking of where the Catholics are, overwhelming majority of them are in South America, and there's even more Catholics in Africa than there are in North America. And, of course, Europe is the second most group of Catholics. And so I think that's very striking. And I think it was a very important step for the Cardinals to take, is to reach out to South America, because they're facing a challenge in South America from evangelical Protestants who are growing at a faster rate than the Catholic Church, which has long been the bastion.
And, Chris, that is a story for another day. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
We don't just practice law here in Reno.
This is our home.
Careless conduct is a danger to everyone.
When we help people recover from their accidents and injuries,
it sends a message. Slow down around schools. Don't tailgate. Don't text and drive. And don't drink and drive.
This helps to make our community safer.
If you've been injured, give us a call. I'm Bob Jensen.
And I'm Graham Galloway.
For your free consultation, call Galloway and Jensen today. The insurance companies have lawyers. You should too.
Northern Nevada's friendly spring RV sale is going on now in the parking lot of the Reno Sparks Convention Center, corner of Kitschke and Peckham. Michael Hole is one of Northern Nevada's largest RV dealers and is offering thousands in discounts on new and used Class A and Class C motorhomes, travel and towable trailers, fifth wheels and toy haulers. Top brands include Fleetwood, Winnebago, Rockwood, Sandstorm. On-site financing, trade-ins welcome, paid for or not. It only happens once a year. The friendly spring RV sale going on now through March 24th, corner of Kitschke and Peckham at the Reno Sparks Convention Center.
Our office here in Carson City was the former residence of Nevada's first territorial judge and state Supreme Court justice. In our daily practice, we strive to extend that standard of excellence.
If you've been injured, call right away. Take the first step.
Are you hungry? Come enjoy our $5.99 breakfast, lunch, or dinner special value menu. Cheddar Jack cheese omelet, burger and fries, super sloppy Joe and fries, plus much more. Eat at Joe's, corner of South Virginia and Neal.
A new day is dawning in Nevada. A day that puts you in charge of your finances. A day when one financial institution can provide you with the cash you need. Loans custom tailored to fit your situation. Check cashing and gold buying services when you don't need a loan at all. Money orders free every day. It's all about you and your financial needs. Experience the Check City difference.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. Next week, we'll be talking about Obamacare and the Clark County School District. We'll see you in the next broadcast. Thanks for watching. Bye-bye.